Here's a sentence you've never heard about, a number two overall pick. The touchdowns owe him money. Bijan Robinson just finished as the RB2 in fantasy, 21.8 a game while scoring 11 times on 366 touches. That's not a red flag. That's a rebate pending. The Muff 2026 preview in three acts. Act one, the season, on an Atlanta offense that ranked 24th in expected points added, bottom third of football, Robinson was the entire show, 287 carries for 1478 at 5'2", plus 257 yards over expected, third most in the league. Then the part that separates him, 79 catches for 820 yards on a 20% target share. The signature play was week 17 against the Rams, first and 10 from his own 7, right tackle 93 yards to the house. Longest run of his season, nearly 7 expected points on one snap against the second best offense in football's home crowd. He cleared 14 points in 13 of 17 games. Steady floor, real ceiling, broken surroundings. Act to the arc. 14 and a half a game as a rookie, 21 in year 2, 21.8 in year 3, RB17 to RB3 to RB2. With the workload climbing to 366 touches, year 3 backs with ascending volume and ascending efficiency are what the first round is for. Act 3, what repeats, and this is where his profile is quietly the safest in the top 5. The two stickiest things a back can own, volume and receiving work, he has both, trending up. The thing that doesn't repeat, touchdown luck, is currently running against him. A 17.8% touchdown share, near the bottom for an elite back. 7 rushing scores on 287 carries behind below average quarterback play. Backs in the low touchdown quartile barely fade at all. And the flip side of our touchdown rule is that starved scores on elite volume tend to get fed eventually. We won't promise regression to the mean money. We'll just note the direction the mean is. Muffed! The situation, it's loud, and we can't model any of it. Atlanta has a new head coach, Kevin Stefanski, per the offseason reports. Kirk Cousins left for Las Vegas. Michael Penix is rehabbing a knee, and Tua Tagovailoa was brought in to compete. Quarterback chaos again, except Robinson just proved he produces RB2 numbers through exactly that. The honest read, a functional offense raises his touchdown count, more chaos keeps him at RB2 apparently. The price 1-5, the second pick, verdict no call. He finished second among backs, and he's priced second among backs. The market got it right, and unlike most number two picks, his downside case already happened last year and it scored 21.8 a game. The counter said straight, a back who needs positive touchdown variance to beat his draft slot has less surplus upside than the Lightning being drafted one spot ahead. And the QB room is genuinely murky. Watch in September the goal line work. If the new staff feeds him inside the 5, the rebate arrives early and the target share 20% is elite for a back. Under a new coach, it's the first thing to check. Your whole roster gets this treatment every week. That's the show. Next preview's cued.